Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to your daily Bible verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Matthew 4:1.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew 4:1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Temptation comes often and in many shapes and sizes. Let me give you a few personal examples. So when someone wrongs me, I'm tempted to mentally replay the offense and withhold forgiveness. That is not a good thing to do. When people, friends and family, for instance, take extended vacations, I'm tempted to envy their means to do so. When faced with a spread of delicious food at a family celebration, I'm tempted to eat far more than I need and fall into gluttony. And that's just the beginning. What might your list look like? Every time temptation comes knocking, we're forced to make a choice. Give in or stand against it. If we choose to say no, we're guaranteed God's help because He promised to equip us with everything we need to live victorious lives. One of the resources He's given us is His Word. We know God's Word is powerful. That's why Jesus used it to resist temptation. Within the context of today's verse, He was in the wilderness where the Spirit had led Him to fast for 40 days and nights. Knowing Jesus was hungry, which literally meant His body was beginning to starve, Satan showed up and tempted Him to turn stones into bread. For Jesus to do so would be to satisfy His needs in His own way, using His own divine power and position, rather than to rely on His Father's timing and method to meet those needs. Now, think about the intensity of that moment. Jesus was starving hungry, and the need to feed His body was profound. But He was all alone. He had no friends to pray with Him, no moral support to encourage Him to do the right thing. And yet He found the strength to resist by speaking the word of God. He said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Now, Jesus could have used supernatural power or called on heavenly forces to chase Satan far away, but doing so would have left us in our limited human condition in a place of hopelessness. We would read this story and think, well, good for him. He had resources more than able to resist this temptation, but I'm not him. So what about me? How am I supposed to say no when temptation comes knocking? Jesus knew that humanity needed to know how to best resist it, so He dealt with it as a man, using a resource common to man. He handed us the keys to overcoming temptation when He used the powerful Word of God. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "Outflash the sword of the Spirit. Our Lord will fight with no other weapon." He could have spoken new revelations, but chose to say, "It is written." Satan used the words, "It is written," too, when he threw a second temptation at Jesus, but true to his devious nature, he misquoted God's word to try to get Jesus to fall. He said, "For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus immediately saw the twist and brought it back to the truth. He answered, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Then came the third temptation. Matthew 4:8-10 says, "The devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you just bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The power of God's word defeated the power of the tempter, and he left Jesus at that point. Ephesians 6 teaches about the armor of God given to us to fight against spiritual authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Verse 17 identifies our sword as the word of God. A sword was a necessary piece of battle equipment for soldiers in biblical times. Every soldier donned a breastplate and helmet and shield as defensive armor, but he also carried a sword as his offensive weapon. No soldier felt fully equipped without it. For us, trying to do battle with the tempter by using human logic and reasoning is like relying on the strength of our bare hands. This method doesn't work. We need the sword of truth to take out the father of lies. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 describes it as God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that we may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Using the sword of the word is the key to overcoming temptation. So when I'm tempted to replay an offense and withhold forgiveness, I recall Colossians 3:13 that tells me to forgive as the Lord forgave me. That helps me choose to do what's right. When I'm tempted to envy others more abundant material means, I recall Philippians 4:11-12 and its encouragement to be content. And when I'm tempted to fall into gluttony, I think on 1 Corinthians 3:16, which reminds me that my body is the temple of God. These words encourage me to treat it with respect. Do a little assignment today, okay? Would you make a list of three temptations that knock on your door most frequently? Then write down a Bible truth that speaks to each. If you don't know where to start, then Google the words Bible reference and add the key words that describe the specific temptation you're thinking of. God's word is our sword. Using it skillfully is the key to taking out the enemy of our soul. So let's keep it close and use it as Jesus did. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us your holy word as an offensive weapon against temptation. Remove from us any desire or tendency to try to overcome the tempter with our bare hands. You have equipped us with a sword, so help us pick it up and learn to use it skillfully. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.